Against the backdrop of American flags suspended from combines, U.S. Representative Tracy Mann, Kansas District 1, sat down with U.S. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, Pennsylvania District 15, on May 2nd to gather input on farm bill priorities during a food and agriculture listening session. The session marks the first official farm bill listening session since the Senate field hearing in 2017 and follows a late April roundtable discussion with Kansas Senator Roger Marshall and U.S. Senator John Bozeman, the ranking member of the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. The current version of the Farm Bill expires on September 30th, 2023, so these sessions are part of many others happening across the country as lawmakers negotiate the future of the Farm Bill. "We are all here because we care about agriculture and getting ag policy right," Representative Mann said, "and we want to see Kansas and American farmers, ranchers, and producers thrive. That's why we planned this session to listen, share, and make this Farm Bill the strongest one in American history." Conducting this listening session within the 1st Congressional District was a barometer of the needs of the U.S. agriculture. Inside the Saline County machine shed of Justin Knopf, immediate past president of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers, ranchers, and agricultural producers and leaders in Kansas agriculture gathered to emphasize the importance of Farm Bill programs from crop insurance to food aid and everything in between. With a wheat field just behind the flatbed trailer serving as a stage, Knopf used his welcome to walk the lawmakers and attendees through the current growth stage of his wheat crop and his expectations for a below-average yield. He recognized his wheat is in better shape than many and pointed out that thousands of Kansas wheat acres have been abandoned or will not be harvested this year due to extreme drought conditions. The persistent drought also emphasizes the importance for crop insurance, which was repeated by several commentators throughout the morning session. Attendees also expressed support for other Farm Bill programs, including food aid assistance programs like USAID, Food for Peace, which can trace their origins to the ideas of a young Kansas farmer. Both lawmakers also expressed their commitments to increasing funding for the Farm Bill, authorized export market development programs, the Market Access Program, MAP, and the Foreign Market Development, FMD, program. Both programs needed more investment to strengthen their effectiveness, as MAP's authorized funding has not changed since 2006, and FMD funding has remained the same since 2002. Following the listening session, Representative Mann, Chairman Thompson, and the Farm Journal Foundation held a panel discussion titled "The Role of Innovation in Global Food Systems" at Kansas State University. Additional panelists include Dr. J. Ernest Minton, Dean of K-State College of Agriculture, Greg Dowd, Vice President of Global Situational Awareness and Chief Economist of Aimpoint Research, and Tyler Lund, Farm Journal Foundation Farmer Ambassador. Watch the full panel discussion at kstate.edu/media/farmbill and keep track of the Farm Bill progress and other legislation impacting Kansas wheat farmers at kswheat.com/advocacy. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.